First of all, I would like to tell you that it is a privilege for me to be here amongst everyone here. And it is a big privilege for me to preach the gospel. And I want to thanks to God because He allowed me to come here. It is the first time when I came, and I found very nice and beautiful people, and I praise God for everyone from here. When I left Basildon Tuesday, Brother Adrian and the others, they told me to bring their love with me. And so I'm doing. I bring their love to you. You know they love you very much and they pray for us. I didn't know how wonderful it is Birmingham. I just discovered a little bit of Birmingham in the last week. And I praise God because He led so many things, beautiful things on the earth. How wonderful God we have. He created the earth and the heavens. And let's start to read in the Bible. In the first book of the Bible, where it says this, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It is on the first page of the Bible, yes. It says here, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was waste and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided between the light and the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The second scripture which I would like to read, it is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in my Bible, it is on the page 822, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, page 822, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. The next scripture which I would like to read, it is in John chapter 7. John chapter 7, this is on the page 1277, John chapter 7 and verse 6, 7 and 8. And it says, Jesus therefore said to them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I bear witness concerning it that its works are evil. Go ye up to this feast. I go not up to this feast, for my time is not yet fulfilled." And another scripture which I would like to read, it is John chapter 17, just a few pages. It is on the page 1293. It is Lord Jesus' prayer, and it says in verse 1, "These things Jesus spoke and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee.'" As I think you already understood that, I would like to speak a little bit about time. We live in this world limited by many, many, many things. We are limited. Whether this will be good or wrong for us, whether we will find this good or bad, we are still limited and we need to live under these limits. Two of these limits are time and space. And we know very well this, even though many, many times we forget. We tend to forget that We are limited by time and space. And so often we want sometimes to stretch the time, if we can, or to compress the time, if we can. I think the science wanted to do this many times, but I don't know if they succeed to compress the time or to stretch the time. Depending on our subjective sensation, such as merriment, grief, pleasure, pardon, the time either is long or short. Isn't so that when it is a nice day outside, and maybe it is someone's birthday, or wedding, or some celebration, we like the time to go so slowly, so to don't go so quickly the time, to stay longer in that situation. And we would like maybe the time to stop sometimes. our thinking, when I came here, Brother David Burr gave me the postcode. And I was on Google map, and I put my postcode, and I put his postcode. And it gave me much longer time than David told me. When he came in London, I asked him how long it will take me to get to Birmingham, just to prepare myself. And he said, maybe it will take 2.5 hours, but if some traffic will be there, it may take longer, about 3 hours. And when I look on the Google map, it took much more than that. And I said, something is not good. But you know, I forgot that with a few days before, I've been in London by train, and I wanted to see how long it will take to get there in London by train. And now Google map, it was set it on train. So now it shows me how long time it will take till Birmingham by train. And I said, something is wrong. And when I looked, I said, well, I need to play a little bit. And Google has also a bicycle, and I put the bicycle. And the time gets really long. And then I said, okay, I would like to see with the car. And it shows me that 3.5 hours, so maybe it was right. And it took me 2.5 hours. Thinking in such a way, I was thinking, maybe the same space I've done in a shorter time. We may think, I compressed the time. Did I compress the time? No, I don't think so. I don't think I compressed. But because of the technology, we can shorten the time. Some people, when they are in some situation, they would like to stop the time. Isn't it? And we have a very good example in Joshua. If we open, I may go in a few places from the scripture. It helps me very much to expose what God put in my head. And in Joshua chapter, it's not necessary to open the Bible if you don't want, but if you want, you can find on the page 294. In Joshua chapter 10, you know he had a fight with the Amorites, and in verse 12, starting with verse 12, he says, then spoke Joshua to Jehovah in the day when Jehovah gave up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ashlod. And the sun stood still and the moon remained where it was until the nation had avenged themselves upon their enemies. And then he says farther on, and the sun remained standing in the midst of heaven and haste not to go down. About a full day, the sun stood still. The time did stop. And I was thinking, well, if the science cannot stop the time, God can do. And you know why? Because As we read in the first chapter of the Bible, God created the time. He is the one who created the time. And it says here, as we read, that God said to be light. And there it was light. And God saw that the light was good. And He called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was the evening, and there was morning, the first day. God created the time. He is the one who has control about the time. He is not limited like you and like me. We are limited. Sometimes we want the time to go a little bit much faster, or when you have done something wrong in your life, you may want to bring back the time, and you wish in your head, oh, if I will live again that moment, I will shut my mouth, or I will behave in another way. And we had some reference here in the reading, and also yesterday in Isaiah. I think I have the scripture from Isaiah, when Hezekiah did pray to God. We had just in the reading, yes? And in Isaiah chapter 38, it shows another great example that God is His servant and He is above everything. On the page 876, and it says, starting with verse 7, and this shall be the sign to thee from Jehovah, that Jehovah will do these things that He has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down with the sun on the dial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards, and the sun returned on the dial 10 degrees. It is interesting how God controlled the time. It is interesting that it is the only one who can control the time. But can I control the time? Can I have control for the time or for the space? As I said, we are limited here. If you, I read in a small notes because I couldn't quote everything. I did like very much what I found. If you want to realize the value of 1 year, it said, ask a student who failed a grade. And you will see how important it is 1 year. It is the time. If you want to realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to premature baby. And you will realize how important is the time. If you want to realize how valuable it's a week, just ask an editor weekly of the newspaper. And so on and so on goes. And what it touched my heart, it says, if you want to value, to realize the value of a second, ask some person who just avoid one accident. It was happened with me also. One time I did stop to give the priority from the one who came from the left, because in our country we give most of the time priority from the left. And I just stopped over there because a very faster driver car came from the left. And I said, I need to give him the priority. And as I was with my left on the brake, just after a second, somebody pushed me very strong in the back of my car and threw me in the middle of the other way. And I get off from my car, just pull the handbrake, and when I look to my car and I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, because that car just passed. Because if it was just with a second before, the other car could crush me, and I don't know if I would be able to be here at this time. So if you want to value a second, ask someone who just avoid one accident. There are many things. And as I said, we are limited here on the earth by the time and space. I'm not going to speak that much about the space. We don't have enough time to speak about time either. But I was thinking, if we wouldn't be limited by time and space here on the earth, it would be a big, big, big mess. Just think about the children, if they shouldn't rush to be in time at school. And I don't know if many of the children wanted to go to school so early in the morning. Or think about the employees, yes? The one who is working, the laborers, if they want to drink more coffee at home. But they are limited. You need to be in time at your job. Otherwise, the consequences are coming. Then, I was thinking that it was a time. And I can read from, if you like to open the Bible, I like very much how Paul it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, sorry. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it is on the page 1406. It shows that God is working in the time. He is above the time, but He is working in the time. And it says here in verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, how wonderful. I don't think it would be much nicest words, much better way to put in the Bible. It says, but when the fullness of the time has come, God sent forth His Son. How wonderful. God knew exactly when He shall send His Son to die for us. And here we go in John, where I just read chapter 7. Where Lord Jesus Christ revealed something very, very interesting to us. On the page 1277, it says, Jesus therefore said to them, my time is not yet come. My time is not yet come. And we know that before He went to die, He entered into Jerusalem and He did pray for the city. And He said, if you would know the time, if you would know the time. My question, dear friend, it is, do you know your time now? Do you know the time when God is searching your heart? Do you know the time when He wants you to come to Him? He just sang this very nice hymn, He's willing, waiting. We don't live that long on this earth. We are limited in this earth by ages. It is a time when we was born, so Ecclesiastes said later further on in chapter 3, it is a time when we have to die. It is a time when we are listening. And it is a time now when you listen to the gospel, and it is a time when you need to come to the gospel. It is a time when you need to respond to the gospel. What are you going to do with your time? You cannot go back in time. We cannot go back in time. If you wanted to do something last year, you missed it. Maybe you'll try to recover something, but there are things in our life that we cannot recover at all. So now it's a time when you shall come to Lord Jesus. Because here Lord Jesus said, but your time is always ready. And it is very interesting fact, because Lord Jesus said, your time, my time is always ready. If you didn't respond to the gospel yesterday, last Lord's Day, you can respond to the gospel today. Your time is ready today. Don't wait for the next day. Don't wait for tomorrow. Lord Jesus knew His time. And there it was a time when he said, I think in chapter 13, because he knew that his time came, he loved his own. And he loved till the end. Till the end. And as we know, and as we read in chapter 17, John 17, it says here, when his time came, he went to the Father in prayer, and he said, Jesus spoke and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. The hour is come. You know, it was a time when Lord Jesus had to go that way for you and for me. You know that it was a time when people mocked him. People spat on his face. It was a time when they made a crown of thorns and put on his head just to mock him. It was a time when Lord Jesus cried for you and for me. It was a time when he wept for you and for me. He did pray for you and for me. It was a time when he took the cross. And the history said that when he took the cross, he lifted his eyes up to heaven and said, Abba, which in Hebrew means daddy. It is a relation. Abba, thank you very much for this cross. And the Roman said, this man is crazy. He thanks for the torture. No one would thank to God for the cross. But he knew that he's going to fulfill God's will hanging on that cross. And he did thanks to God that it came the hour when he had to take and bury that cross for you and for me. And you know what? When I read, how I was astonished. He kissed the cross because God allowed him to go on that way for you and for me. Just think that it was a time when he was hung on that cross and took all the punishment. And in Isaiah chapter 53, it says that he was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded for our transgression. And you can read that in Isaiah 53. Chapter 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. What if you will put your name over here in this verse? Put your name and say that, but he was wounded for me. And put your name for me. He was wounded special for you, my dear friend. He was bruised for my iniquities. And put your name over there. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. What if you change and put this in such a way? You will find how much he suffered. It was a time, because we speak about time, when he lifted his eyes to heaven and pray for you and for me. Father, forgive them, because they know not what they are doing. It was a time in your life when you didn't know what you are going to do. But now it is a time when you can listen to the gospel. And I would like to go, maybe There are so many things to speak about time, but I want to go in Revelation, my dear friend, and I want to tell you, as you may know, that it will come another time. It will come another time when Lord Jesus will come and every eye shall see him. And this is in Revelation chapter 1 on the page 1487. And it says, "Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which have pierced him, and all the tribes of the land shall wail because of him." I would like to ask you in this evening, will you be there to see him? Yes, obviously you will be there. Because here it says, every eye shall see him. But in which position will you be? Would you like to receive him now? Would you like to come to Lord Jesus to accept him? Now is the time of salvation, as in Hebrews said. Now is the time when you shall give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. If you haven't done such of things, I would like to ask you to come to Lord Jesus Christ, to give your life, to give your heart, to open your heart, and let him to come to, let me say, to invade your heart in life. It is a wonderful life with Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot even imagine how wonderful it is to have eternal life with Lord Jesus Christ. It was a time when he suffered, but it is a time when he will come as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I would like you to consider this and to come to Lord Jesus Christ and give your life to him for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.